If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello and welcome to the second season of Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for the Pine Knob Music Theater in Independence Township, Michigan, now celebrating its 51st year of operation. I'm your host, Gary Graff, and in this episode we'll be talking to upcoming Pine Knob performers Jelly Roll, The Lumineers, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. Before we start, though, let's look at what else is coming to Pine Knob for hot August nights between now and our next episode. 5 Seconds of Summer will play for longer than that on Wednesday, August 16th, with Meet Me at the Altar opening. And The Offspring's Let the Bad Times Roll tour with Sum 41 and Simple Plan visits on August 24th. Our first chat today is with Jelly Roll, whose success has been spreading through the worlds of rock, country, and hip-hop as he prepares for his August 17th performance at Pine Knob. Born Jason DeFord in Antioch, Tennessee, Jelly Roll has been releasing music since 2003, starting as a rapper. But his latest album, Whitsitt Chapel, debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200 in June, and at number 2 on the country albums chart and number 1 on the rock albums chart. Its first single, Need a Favor, topped both the rock and country charts, while its follow-up, Save Me, which features Lainey Wilson, is currently climbing in country. This follows other chart-topping and multi-platinum singles such as Dead Man Walking and Son of a Sinner. What does Jelly Roll make of all this?
Man, I just can't even know what to make of it. My manager finally sat me down last week, and his exact words was, "Hey, man, you got to stop with this imposter syndrome shit. You've got to figure out how to start dealing with this better." And I think he meant it with love, but he was honest too, because I'm still just so, like, confused by all of it, you know?
One thing Jelly Roll is definitely enjoying is scoring hits in more than one musical genre.
I feel like that's always going to be a topic of discussion with me, and I can't shake it. So I've just got to kind of accept that, you know, people are, you know, they're rock purists that think I'm too country. There's country purists that think I'm too rock. It's funny, Kid Rock used to say this, and I never understood it. Some people think I'm too rap for rock. I'm too rock for country, and I'm too country for rap. But at the end of the day, I just write the truth. And I think that's why I probably gravitate towards country a little more, is because they've always had the coin phrase, three chords and the truth. And I think three chords and the truth is what I've been doing my whole career.
Pine Knob, meanwhile, is among Jelly Roll's favorite venues because it's located at 33 Bob Seger Drive, and that's one of his favorite artists in the world.
Well, my favorite song of all time is Against the Wind, of all time, ever. Ever. Favorite songs Against the Wind. Goosebumps every time I hear it. Get emotional almost every time I hear the song. Man, he had a quote that he said in a concert back in the 70s. They interviewed him backstage. And this is Long Hair Silver Bullet Band Bob. And very quiet in those days. I've never met him, so I don't know his personality now. But they said, "Where do you get that voice from? That just big river flowing voice of yours? And where do you find it?" And he said, "I find it by searching for songs I can sing with conviction." And that quote has been on the wall of every studio I've had for a decade.
Jelly Roll, by the way, has learned one secret about being on the road.
You know what I did this time? I'm embarrassed to admit this because I feel bougie, like I've betrayed my people. But I just bought 45 pair of boxers and 50 t-shirts and 45 pair of socks. And this way, every night, you can just strip them, put on the new, and throw them away.
Jelly Roll will be joined at his August 17th Backroad Baptism Tour concert by Yellow Wolf, Struggle Jennings, and Josh Adam Myers. It's been 10 years since the Lumineers first performed at Pine Knob, back when it was the DT Energy Music Theater. The group played there again last year, and also headlining at the Palace of Auburn Hills and Little Caesars Arena in between. Jeremiah Freights, who formed the Lumineers in Denver with Wesley Schultz, tells us that playing big rooms like that, even at stadiums, has been a surprise for their band.
Name 25 bands that you think would sound good in an arena. I doubt that on all the lists we would never be there. And I think that that's really cool. It feels like a nice challenge for the band to, you know, try to work the songs so that they do work live. And what's been cool is that we actually haven't had to change the songs all that much. the Secret Touch tends to be maybe add just a little bit more drums or a little bit more percussion and backbeat. But beyond that, we don't feel like the songs have had to change too much just for the sake of fitting the arena style.
Lumineers has had its share of commercial success, including 4 top 10 albums and a hit in Hohei. It's also been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. But Freights feels that there's a disconnect between those achievements and the Lumineers concert draws. Not that he's complaining, of course.
If you look at this band on paper, we're like, we probably should have more credentials. Like, we should probably have a Grammy under our belt. We should probably have more of a radio presence. And when I say the word should, I mean, to sell this amount of tickets in these bigger cities, it's like, it's kind of weird to me that we don't really have, we have a really good resume, I guess you could say, but it's not typical, I don't think, for the size of these shows that we are selling, if that makes sense. And I think, like, a lot of it has surprised me. But here we are, and it just, perhaps at the end of the day, it's a simple equation that people are really responding to music that we find sincere and honest, and that I think we put on a great live show. I mean, I think there is that simplicity to it that, you know, we're not like an L.A. band with songwriters behind the curtains like Adele or Taylor Swift's albums. They sold millions and millions of records. But, I mean, if you look at the songwriting credits, you have like a minimum of like sometimes 9 songwriters on a song. And these are like tried and true sicko genius mastermind scientists that know, they test it with demographics and they know it's going to work. And with us, we're just like, yeah, I think this is good. And if it gets in the radio, cool. But there's really nothing guaranteed about our band.
The Lumineers light up Pine Knob for a third time on August 25th with James Bay opening. Lynyrd Skynyrd has made Pine Knob a regular sweet home since the 90s, following a resumption that ended a decade-long hiatus after the tragic plane crash that killed 3 band members. This year's stop comes after the passing of guitarist Gary Rossington, the last founding member remaining in the band. Rossington had been in poor health for a number of years, mostly due to heart issues, but singer Johnny Van Zant, who took over for his brother Ronnie Van Zant in 1987, tells us that Rossington kept going as long as he could.
He was just always a tough bird, man. I'm telling you, I seen the guy out on the road sick as hell and get up and play a show. Even the night that he had his last heart attack there in Fort Worth, I was like, Gary, you okay? I'm on stage asking. He's like, no, Bubba, go, just get into him quick. Let's go, let's get this done. Hell, he just had a heart attack, you know? He was just a tough guy, man, just a tough dude. There was multiple times I was like, Gary, why don't we just say that's it, you know? And that's really why we started back in 2020 doing the farewell tour, and then COVID came along. 2020 was supposed to be really our last year. COVID came along and blew us out, and we were off for 15 months. At the end of that 15 months and things started opening up again, he was like, man, I want to go out, and I want to finish these shows. And I've retired. 15 months was enough for me. And I was like, really? Okay. All right. Well, I'm there because, hell, back in 87, you asked me to be a part of this. And I was like, hey, I'm sticking through you through thick and thin, you know, whatever you want to do. That's what makes this year, to be honest, so special to me, is that we had talked about all this. He knew what was going on. He knew we were going out with ZZ. He knew what the band's plans were. And 50th record, you know, we talked about what songs are going to be on it. You know, so he was just so much involved. Even though he went out there, he was still involved in the day-to-day process. This was his band. So it just makes it special. I'm going to miss him for the rest of my life.
Van Zant and guitarist Ricky Medlock, who played with Skynyrd during the early 70s and returned during 1996, considered ending the band when Rossington died, but ultimately decided to keep the Freebird flying for the foreseeable future.
I've been here to see quite a few members move on, pass away, and it doesn't get any easier. And with this one, we had been at a crossroads several times about whether to go on or whatever, and had always maintained that it wasn't about, you know, each individual or anything like that. And it was about the music that was created by 3 to 4 great guys, Ronnie, Gary, Alan, maybe Ed King in there, you know, at some point or whatever. But we had made the decision to carry on with the music because the music, bottom line, the music is what is important. In saying that, we always knew that we had to portray the music with the integrity and the sound and the love as close as we could to when it was originally created.
Medlock also feels that attitude is what separates Skynyrd from other bands touring without original members in the lineup.
People has beat us up over the years, and you guys ain't nothing but a freaking tribute band and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I know there's a lot of tribute bands out there to Lynyrd Skynyrd, but there's none of them that holds it as dear to their hearts as guys that's been there as long as we've been there, and especially Johnny, and especially myself, because, I mean, here's Johnny, his oldest brother, was the singer, and he grew up around it. Well, here's me, joined the band right past my 20th birthday, almost 21, the first time, and was one of the original guys after Bob Burns, and then Bob came back. And Gary always counted me. He went on video here recently in the last couple of years and said that he always considered Ricky Medlock an original member.
This summer's Sharp Dress Simple Man Tour pairs Skynyrd and longtime friend ZZ Top, a bill that Johnny Van Zandt says is as much fun for the bands as it is for the fans.
That's a family reunion. You know, years ago, we did a tour for 11 months with ZZ, and until I was gone from my house so long that whenever I finally got home, I went in and there was cobwebs in the ceiling. I went, holy shit, I've been gone a long time. But to be out with Billy and Frank, and of course we're missing Dusty this time, you know, who was a dear friend of mine. You know, when I think of legacies, I think of ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Icons. I think, you know, what a great show. If you want to come see iconic music and iconic bands, you come see this show this summer, and I think you'll love it.
It's also Skynyrd's 22nd visit to Pine Knob, a venue Van Zandt says is near and dear to his own heart.
For me, it goes way back when, playing it the first time. I actually played it with Aerosmith years ago with my own band, and to go back there with Skynyrd later on in life and play it as a headliner was just amazing. And it's always a good rock crowd. Never has let us down. Again, man, just a great vibe in the place. You know, you go into some of these amphitheaters and it's kind of like, oh God, you know. But that place has such history that it makes it special. It really does. And the audiences up there, come on, what better rock and roll audiences than there?
Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top, and Detroit's own Uncle Cracker will play at Pine Knob on August 26th. That's it for this episode. Our thanks to Jelly Roll, Jeremiah Freights of the Lumineers, and Johnny Van Zandt and Ricky Medlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd for their time. Hello Pine Knob is produced by Zach Clark and Brian Fisher and can be found via odyssey.com and wherever podcasts are found. Look for our next episode on August 29th when we talk to Foreigner, Disturbed, and Pentatonix. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out on the hill.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.